With SDPB News, I'm Jackson Dirks. Opponents of a Black Hills mining operation have sued to halt it and are now acting on the scene. Among the complaints is location, considered a sacred site in Lakota culture. SDPB CJ Keene reports.
Peshla, also known as Reynolds Prairie in English, is a corner of the Black Hills that holds spiritual significance to the Lakota people, and many return to the site over the course of their lives. The land falls under federal protections. Now, two graphite drill pads have been installed and are operating just outside of the site. They're owned and operated by the Rapid City-based mining and extracting organization, Pete Lean and Sons. Beyond the social and cultural implications of exploratory drilling near a sacred site, others have raised environmental concerns about the potential impacts to the delicate Black Hills ecosystem. That motivated an emergency court order seeking to halt drilling operations. The USDA Forest Service decision memo says there are, quote, no known Native American or Alaska Native religious or cultural sites within the project area. Both the legal battle and the action on the ground are led by Rapid City-based Indigenous Advocacy Network Indian Collective. Organizers say law enforcement eventually blockaded the area. Advocates say the project is in violation of constitutional treaty rights granted to Indigenous peoples, religious freedom, and contend mineral exploitation could also endanger drinking water in the watershed. On their corporate website, Pete Lean and Sons writes, quote, it's recognized that the company benefits from our earth and that enduring stewardship of the environment is an essential part of its social responsibilities. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
Late yesterday, leadership from 9 Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota tribes announced their cooperation in a lawsuit against the U.S. Forest Service connected to this mining exploration project. The tribes contend the Forest Service violated the National Historic Preservation Act by failing to include Peshla within the area of potential effects from the project. This is a developing story and may be updated on the SDPB website at any point throughout the day or the weekend. Efforts to refer a legislature-approved bill are underway. The effort disapproves of using a scheduled increase in sales taxes for property tax relief. The state sales tax is set to increase from 4.2% to 4.5% in July of 2027. A new law takes the increase and is applying it to property tax relief. South Dakotans for Fair Taxes is trying to put that new law, SB 245, to a vote of the people through the state's referred law process. If they gather enough signatures, the public can either accept or reject 245. It's important to note the state sales tax will increase by 0.3% next July regardless. In 2023, lawmakers passed a law scheduling the increase. So, if the law is referred, that $110 million will go into South Dakota's state budget instead of towards property tax relief. Governor Larry Roden says that's an important distinction to make.
What they're supporting is nixing the largest property tax reduction we've ever seen in the history of South Dakota.
South Dakotans for Fair Taxes called 245 a wealth transfer from the working class to the most affluent homeowners. Ned Horsted chairs the group.
Just doesn't seem like the right path for South Dakota.
Though Horsted admits if the law were referred, it would put pressure on politicians and peer.
But just because that's what they decided to do and taxes are going up anyway, I think that that's a poor argument to doing things the way that they decided to do them with SB 245.
Roden said criticism is more applicable to a different law. It gave counties the option to implement a 0.5% sales tax and use that revenue for property tax relief. He responds to a reporter's question if the criticism is fair.
I understand that criticism, but if you're talking about the two components, Senate Bill 245, that's going to come back on regardless. It might be fair to say that about the other component, 96, because that is a local option to increase by 0.5%. But the key operative is local option.
Roden says that criticism is weak, however, because the voters in a county that choose to enact SB 96 could shoot down the tax increase by referring it. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks. The annual revamp to Sculpture Walk Sioux Falls is happening this weekend. Crews began installing this year's exhibition on Friday. Sculpture Walk features roughly 80 pieces of art sprinkled throughout downtown Sioux Falls. They get changed out every spring, making it a new experience each year. Organizers say this year's exhibit features a, quote, more immersive and unexpected experience, including pieces illuminated by solar power. New this year is a live conversation event with some of the artists called Sculpture Talks. It's Sunday afternoon at the Market Beat Theater. State safety officials say they're planning on holding sobriety checkpoints across South Dakota this month. The Department of Public Safety says the checkpoints are taking place in 21 counties throughout the month of May. That includes Brule, Coddington, Lincoln, and Yankton counties. The Highway Patrol works with local law enforcement agencies in holding these sobriety checkpoints to discourage drunk driving. A new report says the state's July 3rd fireworks show at Mount Rushmore cost twice as much as the show 6 years ago. The South Dakota Department of Tourism entered a $700,000 contract with California-based Pyro Spectaculars for the show. That's according to South Dakota Searchlight. The plan includes a backup light show if, quote, environmental conditions require an alternative to fireworks. The state worked with the same contractor in 2020, the last time Mount Rushmore hosted a fireworks show. That contract in 2020 was $350,000. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks, and that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. And as always, thanks for listening.